get clear that hormones regulate appetite and therefore body weight. A hormonal imbalance could lead to overeating. Indeed, obesity runs rampant in certain human families that have a genetic deficiency in leptin. Two observations suggest that viewing obesity as a hormone disorder is too simplistic, however. First, only a small number of obese people in the U.S. and elsewhere have a genetic deficiency in appetite-related hormones. Second, we would expect blood tests of obese people to show either a lower level of hormones that suppress appetite or a higher level of hormones that increase appetite. Yet, the reverse is true. Obese individuals generally have a paradoxically high level of appetite-suppressing hormones, including leptin and insulin. This is where the concept of food addiction comes into play. Appetite-controlling hormones affect certain pathways of neurons, feeding circuits in the hypothalamus. They also affect systems in the brain that control feelings of reward, which makes perfect sense. If you have not eaten for many hours, you will spend a great deal of time, effort, and money to obtain food, and it will taste very good. As the old adage says, hunger is the best sauce. During periods of hunger, hormones heighten the reactivity of food-related reward circuits in the brain,